you must feed the Yetzer Lachav Shechinam. That years ago in Eretz Yisrael it was an agricultural society, so it's not Pashmuka, they don't do any Avodas HaKarka. So you don't need the other Eretz to do any work. So that's why the Torah says that you set him free. The Pashat Chapter is that it's certainly not correct. The thing is that he's not Yetzer when it comes to the beginning of the Shnas HaShmita. The thing is that Eretz Yetzer B'Sheish. That's how it always says in Yilma, at the end of the 6 years since you served him. If he sold him a year before Shmita, so he's in Evidivi for the next 6 years. He doesn't go at the beginning of Shnas HaShmita. Shmita? Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. We have a lot of problems with. There are a lot of things in the Talmianis and there seems to be from the Kayer. That's why there are some who say, it's not fish, it's for sure not by Yenison and Ezeel. Let me know, because the Gemara says in the Gila, Yenison and Ezeel only wrote on Novi. Like Susan Kaisa says, it's not from Yenison and Ezeel, it's from Rav Yosef. And on Chumash, it's really Talmud Yerushalmi, whatever. It's not even Talmud Yenison. So the question is, who did write it? So that's what some claim that it was written by Karoi, and others, they wrote Gamsa Nisoyim, Tepayam, for every difficult, a lot of kashis, so they wrote a few spheres. That perhaps it would be difficult for Tag Yenison and Ezeel. Well, this is one of them. There are a lot of difficult comments. Hashi points out the two kinds of Evidivi. There's a Mechel Asma, there's a Machuru Bezin. The Gemara has a Machuru Satanah. And to what extent are the demon similar? To what extent are they dissimilar? The first part in Kiddushin. The Mishnah Melech raises a question regarding this din of Rabbi Moshe Rashid Chaknayas. Is this only Bal Korcher? Rabbi Moshe Bal Korcher? What if the other is not interested in having blood? Is the Evidivi mutter on his own? He falls in love with the Shif Chaknayim. It happens to be by the same Balabos, a different Balabos. Is he also mutter with Shif Chaknayim or not? So the Pashto says that it seems to be that it's a Machlokes HaRishon and the Feirush. Tosfos in Yevamos, Daf Ayin on the base, beginning of the Oriel, claims, based on the simple reading of the Gemara, Basis read the Gemara that by Eved Kanani the Oban has a Kenyan Easter in addition to the Kenyan Mammon, and by Eved Ivri there's only a Kenyan Mammon and there is no Kenyan Easter. Because the Gemara there in Erev brings out the difference that in order for an Eved Ivri to be Mammon on a Kerem Pesach, he doesn't need the authorization of his Oban. In order for Eved Kanani to become Mammon on a Kerem Pesach, he does require the authorization of the Oban. So Basis takes that to imply that by Eved Ivri there's no Kenyan Easter at all, only by Eved Kanani. And there's a din of Yama Yamayim by Yavet Tnaimi, the same din of Yama Yamayim by Yavet Ivri. See that by Yavet Tnaimi, the din of Hatera change in the area of Yisra Hatta. The Yavet Tnaimi belongs to me, not only with respect to Dini Mammon, it's a Kini Mammon, even with respect to Yisra Hatta, the din of Hatera change a little bit. The Tosfos is bothered with the question, so how could it be that Yavet Ivri did not Kini in Yisra? How come it's not a Shibcha Tnaimi? Doesn't show that there are areas in Yisra Hatta which are affected also? By virtue of the fact that this man is serving years of evidence. The person says, no, that's not based on the Ramban, which one Kiddushin Daf Kaf Zayin Menachos says exactly. That shows that there's a Kenyan Easter and an Evidivi also. There's a Kenyan Easter and a Kenyan Mammon, both by Evidivi and by Evidivi. That's how the Ramban would be called. The person insists that it's not so, that there's no Kenyan Easter at all by Evidivi. There's no Din of Yom HaYamayim, there's not Erech HaDetrimo. Rabbi Moshe Rashid Chaknayim, the first says, no, that's only Bal Kochim. He died, so he's not allowed to take his Shib Chaknayim. It's Bal Kochim, the Rabbi Moshe, because that's in the line of duty. That's part of the Kenyan Mammon. It's part of the Kenyan Mammon. Since the Oven has the right to ask him to do services for him, to work for him, so part of the services that the Oven can request of him is that he should be Moshe Rashid Chaknayim, is that he should be Moshe the Lodas. That's what the Achronim is, and basis. It still doesn't make any sense. The Yevon has a right to ask him to be Mechal Shabbos for him. The Yevon has a right to ask him to do various for him, to eat at Yom Kippur, to be healthy, to do things on him. What kind of a Tosfos is that? So they explain what the Kabbalah's Tosfos is, that the Easter of Shiv Chaknayim is only an Easter of Layavai, how is it? Layi Kaddish B'nai Yisrael, Layi Ekdashim B'nai Yisrael, that it's an Easter of doing an act of Hakkadish. But if you do it in a line of duty, then there's no Easter. It's not like if the Yevon asks him to be Mechal Shabbos, the fight I'll be doing in the line of duty, but it could be an act of Chilul Shabbos. But over here, if it'll be Boaz, Shidcho, Knainis, Bashem, Halodos, Vlodos. So by definition, that's how Abyeh Sefengel writes in his Sefer Chaisin Yosef on the Avni Meluid. He writes that, Mistama, that's the Kabbalah Sefer. Whatever it is, that's Tosfos Shita. So it's clearly If you look at it slowly, this clearly a Mefurish HaMachleg, his basis opinion is that Rabbi Moshe or Shivchat Nainis is only a Rabbi Moshe law. Le'elam is not allowed to take a Shivchat Nainis. And the way we pass in Aloha that a Mechay Atzmo, a Rabbi Moshe or Shivchat Nainis, it is not happening at all. And the Mitzvah explicitly disagrees. The first, the Mitzvah says, by Mechay Atzmo, that a Rabbi Moshe or Shivchat Nainis, the other cannot cross into it, but if on his own he falls in love with the Shivchat Nainis, then he's moved to another one now. The Mitzvah, the Shittas, because the Mitzvah agreed with the Ramban on that, because I'm an author, there is a Kinyan Issa in Ebedevi, and he understood, and that's why it's moved to the Shivchat Nainis, because of the Kinyan Issa. It's not because it's in the line of duty, and that's why by definition there's no Issa whatsoever. So the Shaila raised the Issa, the Shalamach, I think not the Mishlam, I think the Shalamach raised the question, whether Rabbi Moshe or Shivchat Nainis only if the Odom is Moshe or is even Mutra on his own. So that's what the Yeshivas, they point out that it's a Mufurish HaMachlekes between Taismis and the Mitzvah. And it depends on this issue as to whether they're Mechon, it depends on this issue as to whether there's such a concept as a King in Israel and an Eved Ivri or not. Rashi quotes from the Gemara, if Yesh Lo Isha Gavin, Yesh Lo Isha, the Rabbi Moshe Lo Shivchat Nainis. And Ein Lo Isha, the Rabbi Moshe Lo Shivchat Nainis. And the Gavin Yavah, the Gavin Yetzek. Ein Rabbi Moshe Lo Shivchat Nainis. If he came in, when we see where the Rav cannot give him a Shivchat Nainis. I saw the Father Atesis and Chumash explain why not. They want to give that time of the Kuroh. Why is that so? Because we are afraid that if the Rav is going to be a Shivchat Nainis, he may fall in love with him and want to stay on longer just in order not to lose his wife. So the Torah doesn't want that. So the Torah only allows the Yodam to give the Shivchat Nainis as his second wife, because the first love is really the love that the wife is really going to love. Eran Amorti Kores Rech Elam Ishta Vishayna. Today they say love is better the second time around. I guess more people are getting divorced than otherwise. No, the majority of people who get married are getting divorced. But the traditional view always was, at least in the days of Matan Torah, in the days of the Chachmei HaGemara, it certainly was that Ein Rabbi Moshe Kores Ruach Elam Ishta Vishayna. So that's what the Bala Yatayza said. That's the reason why Ein Rabbi in the Gapa Yavah, the Gapa Yotzeh, that he's not Moshe Bar Shivchat Nainis, that he didn't have a wife before, because the Torah doesn't want that he should really fall in love with this Shivchat Nainis. The Pasuk says regarding an Amor Hivriya, the Yam Nachri Mayushal Amachar Bevigdeva. The Yadon has a mitzvah Yiyod Kedamis and mitzvah Pediya. That's the mission at the end of the first parak in the Chayis. It has a mitzvah to do Yiyod, either Yiyod Biatma, Yiyod Adayin. Either he should do the Yiyod, there's a Kriya Ksiv here. The way we pronounce it, it's the same Ashalel Yadon, and you're really supposed to pronounce it Ashalel Yadon. The same thing as far as we're concerned. There must be some difference in pronunciation. So the Kriya is, the Balkar is supposed to have a mind, even though it's written Ashalo Yoda, with an Allah, he's supposed to have a mind Ashalo Yoda. It's a mitzvah's year. He should have been the Yayid, the Yamahay Kriya, either to himself, the Imla Vino Yaben, or this Yud Aben. Exactly how you do Yud Aben, there's a Machlekes Rashi and the Rambam. Whether the son approaches the girl, the Yamahay Kriya, he says, Hayat, he obviously the case of Shinasan, or the Liyavich, or the father says, Hayat, he read this Lutanin. Machlekes the Lechemishnah can come to that. Zemba has a bit of a discussion about this in his Sefer Zera Avraham. What's the nature of Yud HaBein? Who makes the presentation? Who makes the speech? In other words, that's one mitzvah. Mitzvah's Yud, Kodemus, and Mitzvah's Pediya. Shalei Yehuda, then comes the Hefta. If he didn't do the Yud, which is a Mithalus on the mitzvah, Lo Yehuda, he should have done the Yud. So then the Hefta. And if he does neither of these, if there's no Yud HaBein, no Yud HaBein, there's no Tigyon, Shnat Yotzei, the Tigyon, then it says you cannot sell her. So this is not so much an Isser, it's a statement of fact. The deal is that it's not only applicable to an Amor Hivriya, it applies to an Eved Ivri also. Now, I'm not believing Shalomach, but even though you're not a Bailin over the Eved Ivri to sell it. It's an unusual kind of a Bailin. We say that Eved Ivri, Gufa Conway, that the Elvin has a Kinyan Mammon, the Pashtus has a Kinyan Mammon, and he has a Kinyan Isser, let's say. But the pastor certainly has a kinyan mammon on the Eved Ivri. He said normally whenever you have a kinyan on some mammon, it's karka, metalka, and whatever, it's mitzvah and mechira, you can transfer your ownership to somebody else. And in fact, the Mishnah in the Gemara makes a statement called מתנה שאינה, שמדבי שאין נקודה שאין מתנה. So there are shy on places where that's to be taken as a real deal. They finish them with them, and they really don't come. So 2 days in place, one day in place, and they're coming in my way. But it simply means if I give you, let's say I give my mechiras chomets, I sell my chomets to the guy, and I didn't really mean to sell it to the guy, and the guy didn't really mean to buy it, but you know that the whole thing was a joke, and no one had any clear as that. And if the guy's going to take the schnapps to drink it, I'll get all excited. I'll call the police. I'll put him in prison for stealing my schnapps. And then, of course, the mecha was not chav. So that's the Sami Shana Ram Pshat in the mission. That's how the Gemara says that Gemara has a case that I didn't get along with my father. I make a matter of all my mechasma are also by Anur and my father. Then one of my children is getting married. My father wants to come and send the wedding. It's a grandchild. So he's not allowed to come, he's not allowed to get Anur from my mechasma. So if you are Halomis, I give all of the money, all of the food, all of the papers and shares, all of the food that's being used at the wedding, I give it to my father for somebody else. I say, most years, and now my father is allowed to come to attend the wedding because it's not going to be none of me, it'll be none of you. Because all the food is yours, and all of the papers and the chairs are all yours. So you say, oh, that's very nice. Belongs to me. So I say, yeah. Then the okay, I'm Magdish of Lashamah. So I say, no, I get angry. No, I didn't give you permission to be Magdish. Obviously, I didn't get it. So the only reason I gave it to you is my father should be able to repay. The Mishnah says, that's ridiculous. Call Matana She'ena. If I gave you a Matana, which was Mishke Matana. How do you know Matana She'ena? She'en Magdish, she'en Magdish. If you want to be Magdish, you can't. It's any Matana. So then, in effect, it's considered as if the food and the chairs and the table, everything still belongs to me. And my father, if I come upon the wedding, will be in violation of the Mubahana. So the Gemara has different comments on that issue. One shot in the Mishnah is that it's just a haram of that. I didn't mean him to be mocking, he didn't mean to be kind of, he just went through a pantomime and the whole thing was a joke. The other shot is that it goes like the kind of hope of Vita Rasa and Mubahana, a whole new thing. Mishnah is Memcha someone else. Call Matana Shaina, she may be Shaina Kudasha, and a Matana. So one pshat in the Gemara is that the whole thing was addressed. Another pshat is that it's based on Vipra, a different sheep. And the third pshat places holds one opinion and places is that there is not such a thing. But in order to be considered a diamond on Nechasim, you have to have the ability to be Machne et Lachayim. If I give you bailus on foods, and it's an understood condition, it's an understood tonight that you don't have the right, you don't have the ability to be mocking it to anybody else, to magdish or to transfer the ownership to anybody else. So that shows that you're not a bialim at all. Bialim means that it's yours. You can have bialim like that selling also. You can have strings attached. You can have a restricted bialim. But if the bialim that I give you is so restricted that you don't have the power to transmit the bialim to somebody else, you cannot be magdish or mocking it to someone else. So then by definition that's not called bialim. So that's what the Pesach is telling me over here, that true, you only have the Ivri, or you only have the Ivriya. However, the Amnachu, the Ayim Shalom Lecha, but the Pesach says that this is an exception to the rule. That you do only have the Ivri, you do only have the Ivriya. Let's say you have a Kenyan moment. The Moses says that the Ivri Gufa Kanei. So the Pesach says you have a Kenyan moment. But nonetheless, you don't have the bailus to be marked to somebody else. That's why the Pashtus should be. That's a Mishnah like that in the end of Erechim. Mishnah says in Erechim that if I declare all of my property should be Hegdish, all of my houses, all of my karka, all of my metaphorin, everything I own becomes Hegdish, my Yadiknaini becomes Hegdish, but my Yadiribi cannot become Hegdish because I'm not a balance to sell my Yadiribi. It doesn't mean that Hegdish for the 6 years that I have a right to hold on to him, but Hegdish should not have the right to have worked for them for 6 years, no. And Yadiribi is not Nitzas and Mechira. It's not just that the Rabbag has the comment. Because in Mishnah, Hilchos Avorim quotes the Rabbag with the Yusha al Atera on this pasuk that it says, "Le'am Nachal Yusha Nachal Bevidbo." This pasuk is Nachal that you cannot sell an Adrivi nor an Amalvi. The pasuk is written by Amalviya, but it applies to Adrivi as well. But it's an exception to the rule that even though normally the definition of bailus is that you have to have the ability to be Matnalachem, here if you have a bailus on the Adrivi, the Amalvi is Gufa Koni, you cannot transfer bailus to somebody else. Yeah, well, this the Nachal not doesn't matter. Because the Mishnah says, the Mishnah Erechim says that is the doom, that you cannot be Machna Lachir. The question is, what if I have money in which I cannot be Machna Lachir, and then I die, does that money go over the Yusha to the Yoshim or not? Sometimes. If I'm not mistaken, I think the Radbag makes that. I think that's what the case Mishnah quotes in the Radbag also. I think he has that, but not that whatever mammon, if you own mammon, which you don't have the ability to mock the lacher, so even if you die, it's not a hakma midah, so it goes automatically, it goes in balkocha, Yerusha is a balkocha and the Yerush. Also, it doesn't go to Yerusha. That's exactly why the halacha says that as an Ivri, just like he's not mitzvahs in Mechira, based on this pasuk, Yerusha, and not the Mechira, and Ivri is not mitzvahs in Yerusha either. The reason I read it there, and Masha HaFemish quotes in the Gemara Kiddush in the first place. It is a Jew. As a Jew, we have this Habayim. But that's a different Jew. As a Jew, we have this Habayim, then we have this Habayim. It means if I die, and I had an Ebedivri. So if I have a son, so the son is getting the Ebedivri. He will show that if I don't have sons, the daughters get, or my cousins, my nephews, whatever, my brothers, my father, some other Jewish, I don't have sons yet. So then it doesn't go to Yerusha. It's a special Jew. The Masha of Omer is Riyah. The Gemara says, "Only a better place than the lowest Abbas." Then we go to Yerusha. Yerushalmi has one bris here, one time in the bris of Amar Bria. A better is Abbas, then a better is Abayim. It's the same as everybody, but the male goes to the male children and the female. Amar Bria goes to the female daughters. A better is Abbas, then a better is Abayim. What kind of a din is that? But you look in the Gemara, both in Kiddushin and in Yesh Nevin, you see in the Gemara that there are two dinim of Yerusha. There's one din of Yerusha that the mammon goes to Yerusha. When I die, my nechas will go to my yoshim, whoever they happen to be. Son, the daughter, the grandchildren, and the cousins, and the nephews, and the uncles, and whoever. And in fact, the yorash, I said. The Gemara, the psukim and parshas Nachos was described. Then there's another din that Abayim kam tachasavik. That's a different din. The Gemara says, Abayim kam tachasavik li yiyud. There's a din of yiyud Abayim. It's not a din of Yerusha, the father's still alive. It's a special din, the Gemara calls it. Habayim kom tachasav ivliyir. Or there's a din, Habayim kom tachasav ivliyibun, ulechalitza. If a man is married and he dies, and he leaves no children, then his wife has to have either yibun or chalitza. If he does leave children, then he's not going to have yibun or chalitza. Why not? That's the whole definition of yibun or chalitza. So the Gemara words it like this, Habayim kom tachasav ivliyibun, ulechalitza. It's considered as if the father was still alive because Habayim kom tachasav. So that's why there's no need for yibun or chalitza. Because Habayim kam tachasav, that's the Gerah din. What the Gemara has to do, Habayim kam tachasav is Be'achuza. The din in Erechim, in the Gemara of Erechim. Special din who has the right to be paid back from the Gizbar, if the father was Magdush Asadah. So the Gemara understands this is also a din of kam tachasav. Habayim kam tachasav is, I have a degree in possibly by Amayvir, the pastor. Amayvir, I have a sasagas, I have a sasagas. The Gemara is like this, but the Gemara means to say it like this. There are some Mechim and Chaschina both have this. The Gemara is only like this. Every degree, Namre Vriya, are both in neither mitzvahs in Mechira, nor mitzvahs in Yerusha. It's not that there's a partial Yerusha, a little bit here, a little bit no. No Yerusha at all. It's a different deal of Kamtachtov. And the Gemara lists off all of these deals of Kamtachtov. Sometimes the Kamtachtov is only the son, sometimes it's the son and the daughter. There are different details in this deal of Kamtachtov, but it's really a different Tasha. It's not at all the Tasha, it belongs to the Tasha of Yir Habayim, and Yibum, it's a whole bunch of collection of other things.
According
to the apartment, in many cases, there are certain
things
that are certain
clearance
in the courts of the case. If he dies, doesn't even the children when they're there, 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 they're he may say, "Hey, my sefer Hashem, the askier." That's an indirect. That if I rent an apartment, so it's self-understood. Let's say I rent an automobile, I rent a tuxedo. So the Gemara has a cry, "Hey, my sefer Hashem, the askier." I'm not allowed to rent it to someone else because there may be a ketev of the balabai. That's a different reason why. Because a ketev of the balabai. It's like Shoshana Medai doesn't have it. He never gave me permission to. But basically, the basic principle is that whoever rents something does have a right. Does not have to be demanded, he does not have the right to rent it out to someone else. Unless it's a potato bar of bars, so it's as if they had made it tonight. If I give him a Talmud of Lahasir, so obviously if he's going to be Magdish the river, he won't be able to be Magdish with me. So shouldn't we consider him a Talmud Shayna, shouldn't we be Shayna with the Bashay? So why not say, I'm a Talmud, because I said that question. So he thought about the things. So according to the first two pshatim that we said that there is no such klal, it's just the din only in the door because of it, or it just means it's an indirin, the open is a fake, but then there's no kasha. But if you order, there is such a klal, then place it has this kasha. So they discussed it, they said you can't be mardishim. You can be mardishim in Zman, or you learn to hegdish temporarily. And then ultimately the hegdish will have to return it. But for that, for the meanwhile, for the while that I had a right to use it, the doctor, the hegdish will also have the right to use it. 2 days in places whether there is such a cloud or not. Because in the Mishnah we don't write it as if it's a cloud, and then chesmer of koma panu shenish and vikish and ubudashos, any matana. By definition, it's not called violence if you cannot transfer it to anybody else. Here's an exception to the rule. We are mocha, the imshar, mocha, the big book of this that zeros are chesed. That the Rivna, the Rivna Gufa Kamei, and the Rivna is also Gufa Kamei, but you cannot be makna lachem. It's not mitzvah in the Rishu either. Whatever is not mitzvah in the Hakmea, is also not mitzvah in the Rishu. Let's say, Mechir Ishteris is a Machlokes in Pesach, that is the right of the Rabbana. Machlokes the Rima Rabbi the Talmud, but with us, we're not in the Siftis. If I have a Shtachar, someone, I lent somebody $1,000 and gave me Shtachar, do I have the ability to sell the Chayt to somebody else in any form of that? So with the Rabbana for sure, I'd exceed them to see, with the ready way to sell it, Menatar. So that's a Machlokes in the Pali Atesis. But the Shaila is, if I die, do my Yorshim have a right to collect the Chayt Menatar? Absolutely. It's certainly Mitzvahs in Yusha. So if you're going to say like those who show in the hold that it's not Mitzvahs in Mechira, if you cannot sell it, that can possibly be Mitzvahs in Yusha. That's why Rahana talks about that kasha. Rahana in the Shiva Mambarabas, he says, no, basically Rav Chaim has a misafe about that. Rav Chaim elaborates on it. Rav Chaim has a misafe about that. He says, if it's not mitzvahs in Mechira, in Hakna, how can it possibly be mitzvahs in Yerusha? So the answer is, theoretically, it's mitzvahs in Mechira also. Because the Chod and the Vatem, the Rubish Tachod, is a Chetzot moment. Which really should be mitzvahs in Hakna, and never even mitzvahs in Yerusha. It's just that technically speaking, if you hold that Mechira Shteres is only the Rabbana, what we need to say is, technically speaking, there's no physical Maisikinyan that can relate to a Chod. Because the Chod is an intangible thing. On Karakar, on the Talmud, when we have the Torah formulated which Maisi Kinyan function. But on a Chol, the Torah never formulated which Maisi Kinyan function. So basically, in abstract, theoretically, a Chol is a Chetzav Mammon, which should have been Mitzvahs in Mechira. And therefore, Yerusha, which doesn't require any Maisi Kinyan that should transfer to the children, will work. Because theoretically, it's Mitzvahs in Mechira. So it is Mitzvahs in Hakno. Therefore, it is Mitzvahs in Yerusha. Rashi on the pasuk of Elokim in the Yadai quotes a medrash by Gemara. So I said, Bali Atosis raised a question on Rashi. What's the deal in the following case? I don't know. Question, what's the deal? I killed the shagig, so the deal is have to go to Eid Mikvah. And the psak is full of Tangalabas. So let's say Tangalabas and Eid Mikvah dies in 5 years. I go free. What if I kill 2 people with the shagig? Accidentally, I kill 2 people. So they send me to the Eid Mikvah twice. They send me once to the Eid Mikvah until the first time God dies. And then when I go free, then they appoint the first time God dies, then they're going to appoint another time God. Then the person is going to make another Gemara, then I have to go to the Eid Mikvah again because of the second killing. Kill 2 birds with 1 stone. You can be able to recover. Chiyur and Margov is by going to go with 1. I don't remember any Gemara on this. So the Bible that places here is from Rashi. Akasha, Rashi quotes the Medrash, it's not Rashi's quote. The Medrash says like this, Mashal, one man killed some of the Mazer, another man killed some of the Shagim. The one killed the Mazer got away with murder because they never caught him, they were narrated. The one killed the Shagim also got away with gold. No witnesses, he didn't go. But if it's not a Shagim, another man comes and he volunteers on his own. Comes to the bed and he says, I come and I'm murdered, that I killed and give me Mises. He says, everyone makes Matz Mirashi, don't give Mises. You don't give Malkus based on Hadar Zabin. Do you give Golus? Based on Hadar Zabin, maybe Golus is Kapar. And then comes to the Beis HaMikdash and he says, I was born with Shibcha Harufa, the Mazer. So you don't say, Eon and Mazer Matz Mirashi. He says, I was born with Shibcha Harufa, want to bring the Kod? Okay, so bring the Kod. Then says, Nishbati Yil HaShekeh, Nishbati, I think it was HaShekeh. The Mazer, and he wants to bring the Kod. And the Kod, they've only brought on Mazer, not on HaShekeh. So you don't say Eiram HaMes Matzah Moshe. He wants to bring a korban, so you accept the korban. So where that over here? The man says, I killed the shogeg and I want to go up to the Eiram Mikvah. Well, it doesn't make a gemar din that he should go up to the Eiram Mikvah. That most I turn up on, he says, no, Eiram HaMes Matzah Moshe. That is different by korbanus, and by galus. No, I think the shadow mikvahs, the achrenim discuss, but Adam Gola is the Atzma. In the Dura mikvahs, but the Eiram Mikvah are functional with man as well. We have discussion with the Gemara and Sukkah about Kotei, what about Chuba Bizman is about, about Chala Bizman is about, about Shmiki Bizman is about, everybody knows the back and forth, but Shmiki is the last of the last one. What about Oy Miklot Bizman is about? Oy Miklot also depends on Rabbi Yisrael living in Eretz Yisrael. All those things, the days of Yisrael didn't know, they designated the Sheisha Oy Miklot for this to the law. So why shouldn't there be Oy Miklot Bizman is about? But the running away to the Oy Miklot has to have a Gemara Din. Let's say a man knows he killed the Shogeg. So it doesn't mean anything that he goes to Gemara Miklot. You have to dock to have a Gemara Din. If he goes without a Gemara Din, as long as we don't have any sniffing, so you're never going to have a Gemara Din for Oya Miklot. So does it make sense to run to the Oya Miklot if I know on my own that I killed the man? So I was driving in car and I ran somebody over to show you. So you say, does it make sense to go to Gemara Miklot or not? So that's a deal in the case about that, whether Oya Miklot or not is Gemara Zana. And I heard an extra case discussion. Okay. But the Atzmo, it doesn't make a Gemara Din, the Atzmo, or you say Eiram HaMes Matzah Moshe, and the Chalal, that it makes sense to have Golus without a Gemara Din at all. So Rashi again gives a Moshe, he says, two people killed, one killed the Shogeg, one killed the Nazir, the guy killed the Nazir, no one ever put up with him. The guy killed the Shogeg, then every son can tell him with that. So he's going to see to it that the Shnehem will be Nizdamim Mepundek Echa, the guy who killed the Nazir will be walking on the floor. The guy killed the Shogeg will be all of the Sulem, a Yerid the Sulem, whatever it is, it will be. And the one who killed the Shogeg will fall on the guy who killed the Nazir and he will kill him. The one who killed the Nazir got killed, okay? So we bumped him off. The one who killed the Shogeg, now we're going to have to go to Oya Miklot. So the Balei HaTais is just kind of Rashi. But how is he Yetzi two Oya Miklots with one? He killed two people with the Shogeg. So shouldn't we require that he should go to Oya Miklot twice? I wasn't so convinced that the kasha is a kasha. You can't be yotzei with one golus, but more than one killer. So on the assumption that that's a kasha, so they give a teretz. I'm not so sure that the teretz, part of the teretz I think the shul is wrong and the rest I'm not so sure that it's right. What's the deal if I kill somebody, the nazir, and the one whom I killed was an other treifa? So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Rafael Ches, I heard this a treifa, is any Meirat, Bezim will not give me a Mishmisa because the God would feel a Kota. What if I killed someone who was ready, Migmadim on a Misa? Once he's Migmadim on a Misa, he's a God of Tila. Once I killed him, I killed him because I hate him. I didn't kill him because the Mitzvah. I didn't even know that there was a Migmadim on a Misa. I thought he was a nice guy. I didn't know that they caught him for something. I just happened to kill him because I don't like him. And then it happened to turn out that it was Migmadim on a Misa. So the Mishmi says, once he's Misha, Migmadim on a Misa is considered a God of Tila. And anyone who kills a Gavik Tila is not Kaimis. There are two kinds of Gavik Tila that if you kill, you're not Kaimis. One is a traitor, one is Misha Nizmadin Ramis. So the question is, what if I killed somebody Bishege, who's an Adam traitor? Also, you don't go to Ermikla? I don't remember any Gemara on that. That's such a better question. A Gavik Tila, if the man is Mamish dead, the man is dead. And then I'm driving, by accident, I drive over the dead body. And it's time I don't go to the Miklot. Even if I drove over the dead body in such a way that Mamish, I drove over with the trains and I cut him into pieces. And now, even if he would have been alive, he would have become dead now. But Mamish, a Gavik Tila, so if he's dead, he's dead. There's nothing to discuss. What if he's walking around? He's alive, but Al-Pidim is a Gavik Tila because he's another Trefa. And I killed him by accident. So also that's the din. That's such a double portion of that fact of the din. But a Gavik Tila Kapal, by definition, is not fair with Sikha at all, and you don't go to Golos. So that's what the Balei HaTosfos assume on this Rashi. So they say that the fellow who killed the Nazir, who's walking around, because the bed never cut up for him, he's a murderer of the Nazir. So he is really a Gavik Tila. So when I fall on him, he's the second victim that I killed the Shogeg. When I fell on him, I don't have to get Golos for killing him because he was a Gavik Tila. You don't go to Golos. So the only reason I go to Golos is because of the first guy. If the Beis Din would really know that the guy who walked under the ladder was one who killed the Nazir, then he would have had a Tila, they really wouldn't send me into Golos because no one was there watching the first time I killed the Shogeg. They don't have any agent on that. So it's just that Jason doesn't know that the guy who was the victim the second time was a Gavatsu. So that part is certainly probably not as Gav. The Gemara says only Gavatsu, if he's Nigma Dino Lamisa. Even if it's Vadai Harag, even if it's Vadai Chimlas Hashab, it's Vadai Balashishish. Kozman that doesn't even say the Gemara thing that this man is Chai Misa, he's not a Gavatsu. That's kosher, what the Baal HaTos is right. That the one who is a horik, the mazid, he's walking around, he's a gavik thief. Okay, so he has a hezda, a mahalach, okay, it's a chiddush. It's a chiddush, it's a new interpretation, how to explain. Okay, meet on
Leila.
The Mishnah, he said, Mishnah does discuss the person who killed the Shogig is sitting in the Aramik, and then he killed somebody else, the Shogig. So he says, go to Mishkun Mishkun, and it doesn't say that when the Kandora dies, that he has to go back to Aramik again. The simple Mashmos of the Mishnah is that he goes free? No. Because it doesn't say. And he's Bali Atas, he says, Summa Davatash, that he goes to, he has to go twice to Aramik. I don't know. Right at the beginning of Shem, the beginning that the Rebbe Klan is yet to be Shem B'yayin, and the Duchy is not yet to be Shem B'yayin. That's how Rashi quotes, no sense it could say Sa'avodah. The Rebbe Klan is not yet to say Shem B'yayin, like another Klan. No sense it could say Sa'avodah. Not only the Omer Vri is not yet to say, Ki Mach Lo Chach Licha Haridu Yoreh Vri, Amak Yishivi Mi Vri, so the Rebbe Klan and Omer Vri, neither are yet to be Shem B'yayin. It's a special thing only by Rebbe Klan. And the plan is yet to the Chayes B'Shem Riyan. The Gemara says not only is it yet to B'Shem Riyan, it's yet to B'Shar Yashay Yivon, Chof Talib Yashay Yivon. The 10 fingers and the 10 toes is 20, and then the Gemara has another 4 Yashay Yivon. That's 24 in addition to the B'Shem Riyan. A lot of teeth. Baby teeth don't count, only the second teeth. You have a lot of teeth, and then you have 2 eyes. And then in addition to all the teeth and 2 eyes, depending how many teeth he has left. Okay. So then he has another additional Yashay Yivon, another 24 Yashay Yivon. Is there any difference, la'alacha, between the Torah Shebichsav din, that it's Yotze B'Shem V'Yayin, or the Torah Shebalteh D'Rashi, that it's Yotze B'Shal Rashi Yivan? So the Talmudim have a three-way machlokes in the first parak in Kiddushin, that in every K'naini is Yotze B'Shem V'Yayin, does he need a Shtar Shichur or not? One time it says yes, he always does the Yiddish Tashik, one time it says no. One time, I think the Ramah Paschim is a compromise. One time it says, on Shem V'Yayin, and it's Tzach Yed Shichur. That's written in the Chumash. On the Chav Tal of Rashi Yivorim, it's Tzach Yed Shichur. But then he does need a Yed Shichur. So that's only Divrei Sofrim. That's only Torah Shabbat Peh. Divrei Sofrim sometimes means the Rabbanim, and sometimes it means Torah Shabbat Peh. Yeah, the Halacha of Moshe Nisina is never called Divrei Sofrim. That wasn't developed by the Chacham. Halacha Moshe Messina was given to Moshe Messina. But if it's a din to arise that is developed by the Chacham HaTorah, the request of the years, or a din to Rabbanon, so those are dinim that were developed by the Chacham. Sometimes they develop a din to arise, sometimes they develop a din to Rabbanon. So those are all called Divrei Sofrim in the Lashon HaRama, and the Rama got it from the Mishnayot, from the Gemaras. The Gemaras, the Tanaim and the Amoraim use such a Lashon. Divrei Sofrim is telling all the dinim that the Chacham HaTorah developed, whether they are dinim to arise or dinim to Rabbanon. There's an interesting debate in Achreinim. When a Bezdin is misakin of Din D'Rabbanan, unless a Bezdin gets up on Friday, they decide to ask a Gevinah Sakin. They decide to ask their, I don't know, what's the Gzeri D'Rabbanan? That's a Mechavah D'Rabbanan. They start with Mechavah, they ask them a D'Rabbanan. So what if somebody happens to have some chicken cooked with milk from yesterday? You already cooked it yesterday. And today the Bezdin announces that you can't have a, you ask a chicken with milk. It is chicken with milk, it was cooked before. So does this then apply ex post facto that chicken with milk from yesterday is also awesome? It has a label on it, it's in the package, it has the OU, it says the badat, it says yesterday was kosher. And today we came up with a new chumra every day, a new chumra midirabonim. So the chumra midirabonim is only kamalabo, it doesn't ask them afraid. It certainly doesn't ask them afraid. That's the Rosh in the first parak in chumra, and after you die, it writes like that. That it doesn't ask them afraid. The dinim de rabbon are only chamik ham rabbon. So what about the other kind of a divrei sefer? Let's say the chachmei hator come up with a chiddush on the level of deraisa, not just on the level of rabbon. The mechadish of dinim de raisa, should we say that dinim de raisa? Dinim de raisa is a deraisa. So that's chamik ham afreya, mishat kabbalah hator, even though they were just mechadish of nabbon, it's chamik ham afreya. Or should I say no? That since it's not a halacha b'ashim isim, it's a divrei sefer, so the old divrei sefer are only chamik ham rabbon, even though it's a dinim de raisa. Until the time that the Chachmei HaTorah developed that idea, the din didn't exist. It's only the Kama Labo. It's Kama the Kama not Kaminis, okay? Kama the Kama not Kaminis. So the Chidor has a Machlokes, the Chidor quotes a Machlokes HaKorim about that. The Chidor has a Sefer on the Giras Rus, that's called Simchas HaRegel. So he quotes a Machlokes HaKorim about that, on the assumption that in the days of Boaz, when they developed the din of Mayavi, the way Mayavi, the Rus HaMavir was permitted to marry Boaz, was that Halacha Moshe Sinai, or was that the Divrei Sefer, was that a din that was developed in that generation? So some Rishonim write like explicitly that it was Halacha Moshe Sinai. Of course it was Chalmel HaMachel, it's from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, he came out from Hasina. Maybe the din had been forgotten, it wasn't known, it wasn't so popular because it wasn't Megeya. So there are a lot of dinim Moshe Rabbeinu that are unknown. A lot of halachas of Moshe Mesina that are unknown. So it doesn't mean that the din, that when they rediscover the din, it doesn't mean that it's only going to be known in Kaal HaBot. So if you know that it's halacha Moshe Mesina, obviously it was certainly Chalmel HaMachel, but if you know that it was only a divrei sefer, a mechadish in that generation, but then he got quotes from Machlokes Achronim, the thing that he showed him who assumed that it was a divrei sefer, was it Chalmel HaMachel, or was it only Chalmel Kamel HaBot? Anyway, so the Rashbo on this Gemara asks, what is the Hachroa, the third opinion? One opinion is that any Rabbit Kanani is Yotze, the Rashi Yivor, needs the Shtar Shichron. The other opinion is he never needs it. There is Mishachron, but he needs the Shtar Shichron. The third opinion in Tanaim is he makes a compromise. If it's Yotze B'Shem Yang, which is Mefurish B'Kro, then he does not need the Shtar Shichron. If Yotze B'Shem Rashi Yivor, then he does need the Shtar Shichron because it's only Halova Dibetei, but Halova Dibetei says, what does it mean? So the Rashba writes on the Gemara in Kiddushin that it's Divrei Sefer, so a lot of people won't understand that that's the din. So later on, after the Eved goes free, B'Shah Rosh HaYivorim, the Adam may want to grab him back and say, hey, what do you run away from me for? I want you to come back and work for me. You have no right to run away. So you may be chosen the Shabbat bowl, claiming he heard Mishul when he came around Parshas Mishpatim, left the freedom 1 year, then comes the next year Parshas Mishpatim, he is Kriyas HaTorah, and he hears, hey, there's only a din of Shem V'Yayin, there's no din of Rosh HaYivorim, so why did my Eved Kanani go free? He's going to go grab him back and insist that he should work for him. So that's why the Rabbanim, they recommended that the best thing is to insist that the Yodim should give him a Shtar Shichruch, so the Yodim shouldn't be able to be chosen a Shabbat Bo later on. The Yodim will obviously look, what's the difference? He gave me a Shtar Shichruch, I'm certainly out of the chit. That's how the Rashbo says that the need for the Shtar Shichruch is only the Rabbanim. If they should be served, it means that not everybody is familiar with the din, and the Yodim may back out later from the fact that he sent them away. But if the Rambam doesn't quote that Hezbo doesn't come with Rabbah. I'm just quotes the Gemara Kitzurasa. So it sounds as if the whole distinction is really the Nafera, that when you have an Eved Kanani, you have a Kinyan Mom and you have a Kinyan Issa. When the Eved Kanani is Yotzer HaGeshem, the Yayin, that means that they're both Kinyanim Apaka, automatically. Both the Kinyan Mom and the Kinyan Issa. But because that's Divrei Sefer, that's Divrei Torah. And on the Shah Rosh HaYivon, that's only Divrei Sefer, that's only Torah Shabbat there. So the Kinyan Mammon is plucked out automatically by knocking it off the finger, and the Kinyan Issa is not plucked out unless you give a Shtar Shichruch. But there's a difference in the same din gufa. And you see yourself that the Rosh HaYivorim is a difference between the Chelek of the Halacha that's Torah Shebichlal and the Chelek of the Halacha that's Torah Shebalpeh. An interesting Halacha. The Rambam has a comment on the din of Yom HaYomayim. The Rambam writes an original Chiddush Yiroi Lui. That the halacha Yom HaYomayim means if I kill a person, if I shoot somebody. And that means doctors treat him and treat him, and so that was 55 years, and then he finally dies at the age of 119. Like this, he would have lived to the age of 120, and like this, because I shot him, and he's taking all his medication, so he died a minute earlier than he would have otherwise died. But I want to say that I am a Rosh, if you can ascertain that, it's very hard to ascertain, but he died a little earlier because I shot him 85 years earlier. So how can you be Mavari, such a thing? But if it does, in fact, it can be Mavari, that's called a Ratzeach. Ratzeach doesn't only mean he dies instantaneously, he dies within 30 days deeper, or he dies within Yudbeis Chodesh or something. Even if he dies many years later, if it can be determined that it was due to my Hakorah, so then I'm Chayv Nisa. The one exception to rule is the Eved Kenani. Eved Kenani, there's a din of Yomar Yamai. If it's my Eved Kenani, if someone else's Eved Kenani, I don't have the tool of Yomar Yamai. But if it's my Eved Kenani, and then I beat him, then it's only Meis Tachas Yadav. If he dies immediately, immediately means within 24 hours. Yom HaYamayim means if he survives a day or two. So Rashi quotes from Imam, what do you mean a day or two? Which is it? Is it one day? Is it 2 days? So Rashi says, sometimes one day, sometimes 2 days, but it means is Chof Tavot Shur, Yais L'Yais. So if he survives 24 hours from the Hakor, and then he dies later, then I'm not Chayv Nisa. That's a bit of Yom HaYamayim. So the Rambam writes here, well, really, when he quotes this, and everyone should say, that this is only if the Adam hit his own Eved, Bashevet, Chiyaki Ish Esavdos Amasa Bashevet. Bashevet means not if I shoot him. If I hit him with a stick because he doesn't want to do the work. I ask him to do work for me and he refuses. So I beat him up. So you have a right to beat him up. But you beat him up so much that his mom, she dies. So then there's a din of Yom HaYamayim. But if I just doubt that, I hate him and I just shoot him. Or I beat him with a stick, not because he refused to do any work, just because I mean, the Rambam writes in the original Chiddush, he doesn't think that there should be a din of Yom HaYamayim. He thinks that that's the mashmaos of Bashevet. Bashevet means you're hitting him because he refuses to do the work. So Rambam is a tzarechim from the Gemara in Bava Kamma, and that's Tzarek Amarayim. So the Gemara has a machlekes Tanoim and a machlekes Amarayim. But Yikini Teres, Kikini Raguf Dami, Yikini Teres, Bav, Kikini Raguf Dami. So the Gemara has this several machkemin, it's many cities in Bava Rafsan, in Yeshnechon. So the Gemara has in Gid Mosa, but one of the places, one of the occurrences of this topic is in Bava Kamma, that Tzarek and Teret Achaybo. So the Gemara has there an afternoon, if you have a Levit Kenani, one person has the king first, one person has the king in Agruf. How do you do that? I sell you another Kenani of mine, but I retain the right to you the Levit Kenani for the next 30 days. It already belongs to you, you have the king in Agruf, and I retain the king in Paris. I retain the right that you should serve me for the next 30 days. And then, either I kill him or you kill him. So who has the deal of Yom HaYamayim? Who is considered the Adon of the Yevet? They say the King of Paris, King of Agud Dami, the one who has the right to make the Yevet work for him. He's called the Bava Yevet, or they say no, the King of Agud is the Bava Yevet, not the Bava King of Paris. So according to the Gemara says a regular Shana, King of Paris, King of Agud Dami. Who has the Shem Bava? Whether the Bava King of Paris has the Shem Bava, and the Bava King of Agud has the Shem Bava. And the Gemara doesn't mention this Svar of the Rama. The whole studio, the whole thrust of the studio is against the Rama. So the Gemara says if you have King in Aguf, if you have King Teres, that King in Aguf Dami, the Lebala King in Aguf will have the din of Yom HaMayim. If you have no right to ask the other to do any work for him, the one who has the King of Paris is the only one who has the right to ask the other to do work. Lebala King in Aguf has no right to ask. And nonetheless, the Gemara says if you have King Teres, that King in Aguf Dami, the Lebala King in Aguf will have the din of Yom HaMayim. So the Rambam is problematic based on that Gemara.
It's good that he's doing what he's amazing. He still has a deal of Yom HaYamayim.
So the Rambam might, because he's Moira Hector, because he knows he has the right to make him work for him. And the Eved is refusing to do the work. Even though the Eved warned him, don't, you're going to kill him, don't do it. He's Moira Hector, he's not doing the work, so I have a right to beat him up. Beat him some more. The shayla with the Rambam. The Torah has to do with the Meiv of others. Ki yinatza anashim inakvi shahara v'yotza yoladeha Harish Yarish Kashiyos Yisar Baba Isha v'nasam b'flilin. What does it say, v'nasam b'flilin? How does the Tadi say, v'nasam b'flilin? In the Pesach Kodesh, v'yitin ameim adayo anaya v'nasam b'flilin. It must be, then it's not v'nasam b'flilin. That's what the Tanim Yafis and the Torah from the Dishkirov that they made the deal. If it's come later, the Rabbin, it mustn't be, if the woman gets killed, that you don't pay, then you don't pay the Nevel Abbeis, means the Bezdin will not make you pay. But on your own, you should pay. That's the Gemara in Bezdin Betzir, that's that. It's Esperas, the Torah, Fila, Bu, Alima, the Gemara, Baba, Kama, Dafayim, on the days in Bezdin Betzir, that's that. Ask the message for a few of all the emails. So Rashi enticed this line that the Bezdin lets you see the Shemayim, even when you have a come live with the Rabbin, you want to pay. In the first parasha, the first pasuk of Kodesh, when it has the original din of the Meiv Lodis, it says, "V'nasam b'flilin, amei ma dayanai." The dayanim will pass, and he has to pay. In Muslim year, when it there's a true Rabbi Kodesh. Pretty sure there's a true Rabbi Kodesh about this. If the woman is pregnant, not kishar yatsa liyodeh and lo yasam, then you have to pay the Meiv Lodis. How do you know that the vlad wasn't going to be an eifel? If the vlad was not able to be born, then there's no... That is taken into the chesed. The Gemara in Baba Kama says, how do you determine how much the Meiv Lodis is? So Shomin, how much a woman who is not pregnant would sell for in the marketplace as a Shivchan, how much a woman is a Shivchak Manis, and how much a woman who is pregnant would sell for. So that possibility of having a Meifel is taken into consideration when you make the Shuma. But here we ask a different kasha, because there's a Sokret, and maybe the Huba would turn out to be a Meifel, so maybe there should be no Meiv Lodis at all. You should say, I'm Meitzim Mahaveh, all of her life. You shouldn't pay anything. So I saw some Bali Atheists, they give different answers. Some Bali Atheists, I think Rabbi Yankit Mirina. Some Bali Atheists, like the later Bali Atheists, are always close to me. Some Bali Atheists say, Enochinami, that you only pay the Gmei Velodai, Lacha Shiyotza Lada Ha'elo. After the Uber comes out, it means that the doctors study it, and they look at it, and they determine that it would have been a normal block. It's pretty high. How do they know? It means that they know that it just died now. They know that it just died now. And Rabbi Rishonim say that as we know, how do you ever give me so if anybody kills somebody else with my wrist? They don't know trace I have. Maybe the one who might kill was another trace. But I heard that trace is not Chinese because that was Bima Kotan, so they can know him. Kulan is the first day, giving the answer that as we know, Bessie Ruben. See also, how do you pay the Meiv Lodis as we know about the Meiv Lodis are not a Meiv. Yeah, the problem is though, that they held him a moment after our life. That's what Rabbi Kivega was asked. And the truth is Rabbi Kivega, they asked him, they don't quote any of this in the Rishonim. They just asked this kasha, how do you pay the Meiv Lodis? Maybe the blood will turn out to be a Meiv.
And
when you're alive,
you
could ask
the same question and say,
you know,
someone shot you, another shot.
Yeah.
And how do you know
that
it's called
the
money was
the magic strike the other shot? Now, I don't know exactly what was the kasha. What was the kasha to do in the Nekalhanga? Does it mean it may turn out in the future? A lot of times women have a miscarriage. So just because the woman is pregnant now with a live embryo, maybe the lad would have died before it would be born. That was the kasha. So that's not a kasha. Right now there is a river. The stomach they asked the kasha, maybe it's an April now. How do you know? Just because the woman is pregnant, sometimes the woman walk around with a dead baby inside of her. If they felt the heart beating of the baby, Okay? If they feel movement, if they feel the baby's moving around, it's okay. They never bother the babies a lot. But let's say they didn't feel a heart beating and they didn't feel the movement. But that was the kasha. Maybe it's an April right now. It's already an April. Maybe it's already an April. How pregnant does she have to be? Not for Isha Hara. I don't know. How pregnant does she have to be? Abraham Yoim? Or it has to be Gimel Chadoshim? Akora Saruber. Abraham Yoim is a concept in Kola Tarukura, but before Abraham Yoim is Maya Biyam. Gimel Chadoshim is also sometimes a concept. Ayikim Ishtosh Chadoshim. That's called Hukah Rubra. And the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that a Ben Sora or Mora, the first daf in Ben Sora, daf Samachas and Beis, Ben Sora or Mora can only be Chai Misa for the first 3 months after his bar mitzvah, maybe even less. Only for the first 3 months, because he's only Chai if he's bar mitzvah, not, and he's only a Ben Zemoyav, if he's really, not only an Av, if he really is a father of a child on his own, he really is a parent, even if he's really the Kosa Rab. Really the Kosa Rab means if he could have got married on the day of his bar mitzvah, made his wife pregnant on that day, and she would be Hukah Rubra 3 months later, because 3 months into a 9 month pregnancy is Hukah Rubra. So then at the age of 13 and 3 months, he's really the Kosa Rab. He could have theoretically been called a father because he could have had a Rubra, which would have been Hukah Rubra. So the Gemara says that Hukah Rubra plays a role. That he's really the Kosa Rab. Just because his wife is pregnant with a baby that's only 40 days pregnancy, that's not Hukah Rubra, that's not called really the Kosa Rab. What's over here to do? You have to pay Kashiyosh is all about Rishim and Asim Bechlilim. The Gemara says you don't pay for the husband. Sometimes the husband is not the one who is the father of the baby. The Gemara says you pay for the father of the baby. So maybe what they do is only call the father of the baby at the Hukah Rubra. Isha Hara may mean 3 months. I don't remember the Gemara in Bavakama. All the Dinamar in Bavakama. The Dinamar is made brothers. I don't remember what it says there, whether Isha Hara means 3 months, or Isha Hara just means after 40 days, maybe even before 40 days. Maybe even before 40 days. I don't know. Anyway, that's the kasha that they ask. How can you give the answer that Avinu Basaruba, that Rav Lada is on the following, in Hochma Mammon Acharoyo, how can you be Mighty Mammon based on a Rav? Dinim of Shortam and Shoramur, the Shoramur takes paper, Shortam does not pay paper, and Machlokes is going to pay Chatzi paper, we pass him that you don't. Shortam Shehizik only pays Chatzi Nezik, and Shoramur Shehizik pays Nezik Shomim, the Shortam only pays Chatzi Nezik Mugupam, the Shoramur pays Nezik Shomim in Ha'aliyah, the many differences. The Torah says in order to become a Shoramur, you have to have the Ruad Bizola. What does it mean, Ruad? Ruad means Aden, Aden, testify. The Aden testified, the Ruad Bizola. They testified in the presence of the Baal Hashor. That's what the Gemara brings up in this passage. That ain't Emikab Medes, Elibus Medal Din. So Din Dei Reis is what? The role of Yom Baal Hashor, the Yamur Al Shor. He can only be Mikab Medes with Medal Din. That's the Din Dei Reis. That's what the Yosameach is. Still like Kloim. The Gemara says in the end of Bava Kame, that Bishas Hatchak, he can be Mikab Medes, he can be Medal Din. What kind of a Din is that? So real Din Dei Reis is learned up in the Kosek. Who are the role of? Why should you be Mikab Bishas Hatchak? The Gemara says, let's say, the Eidim are cholim. The Eidim are sick and they're about to die. And if you're not going to be Mikab Leidus, which is going to wait for the Badin is going to come, he lives in Florida, he lives in the United States, he's going to wait till he comes, the Eidim are going to die. So you won't be able to be Mikab Leidus. So the Eidim are rushing to go on a business trip from the Venus Ayam. And if you say you have to have Kabbalah Seidus with Shnei Badin, so you just won't be able to be Mikab Leidus. So if it's a big Shas Hatchak, then the Lord says, we allow the Kabbalah Seidus until the Shalev with Shnei Badin. So it comes on that Gemara, there's a Machlekes HaRishonim. What's the din if you're Mekabalaydus Shalev B'Shnei Baldin to the Yedin? Shalev B'Shas Hatchak. And he basically spoke to Mekabalaydus B'Shnei Baldin and the Bezal B'Shas Hatchak, and you violated the din, and you're Mekabalaydus Shalev B'Shnei Baldin. So some Hashem say, if you make up B'Shas Hatchak to allow the Hatchila to go to say Shalev B'Shnei Baldin, the reason for that too is because B'Shas Hatchak to the Yedin done with the B'Shas Hatchak, we allow the Hatchila. So normally it's only acceptable to the Yevit, on the normal circumstances of the Yevit. But if even the Yevit is not acceptable, Shalev B'Shas Hatchak, so how can you make a Lahatchil B'Shas Hatchak? So from the Gemara, it seems pretty clear that the Yevit, Kabbalah says, Shalev B'Shnei Baldin would be good. It's just the Din Lahatchil. The Yevit is good anyway. So B'Shas Hatchak, you say, Shalev B'Shas Hatchak, the Yevit done. And other Rishonim say not so. Very strange. Other Rishonim say not so. That if it's not a Shas HaPchak, even to the Yedid, it's no good. The Shas HaPchak will make a lot of chile more than it would be make to the Yedid Shalom Shas HaPchak. Very strange opinion. The Pashtus is the first way. But most of the Rishonim have the second way over here. There are a few other instances in Shulchan Aruch like that, that you make a B'Shas HaPchak L'Hatchila, where Shulchan Aruch B'Shas HaPchak even to the Yevon, it wouldn't be good. It's very awkward why that should be said. Anyway, the whole thing is a parrot. That's what the Yer Samech asked. He quotes the Rishonim asked. The Rashba says, why do you make a B'Shas HaPchak? That didn't arise. So why should it be Leikuvah? How can you say that the B'Shas HaPchak is good, or that the Yevon is good? Shteta HaPosik, so the Yer Samech has a Chiddush Niflo. He says, the real Yisrael Adin, Avim Kavanei Yisrael B'Shnei Adin, is that that's a chelik of the requirement of Drisha V'Chakira. Well, the Bezin is going to interrogate the Edom. How do the Bezin know what they're supposed to ask? They weren't there. The Baldin knows what they ask. So if the Edom are going to testify in front of the Baldin, Baldin will say, is that so? And where was he and where was I? And tell me where I was standing and what did I look like? And was I bending down or sitting up or standing sideways or backwards, forwards? What? They know what they ask. The Bezin doesn't know what they're supposed to ask. So if the din, because, not if the din, because the Allah requires Jewish v'hakira, Echadim Amis v'Echadim Nefashim, the Jewish v'hakira, because the din requires Jewish v'hakira, so to enhance the Jewish v'hakira, doesn't just mean yes, God is man and a mokam, and yes, relaxed questions. You have to interrogate him. You have to make sure that the Edom are telling the truth. So chelik of the Jewish v'hakira is that we require that the Kabbalah said we should do b'snei badim. But the Yer Samech writes, once the Chachamim lifted the need, the Jewish v'hakira in the Limaminis, Kadesh Lot and others, there's no law, and they said you can be Mekabalah as a Mamish. But that Jewish v'hakira. Once you don't need Jewish v'hakira, then you don't need Kabbalah as a Mekabalah as a Mekabalah. So that's what the Gemara is made for B'Shas HaTchak, or it's HaRisham said to the other, the God is Man Hazeh. After the Hakonos HaTanoi, that you no longer require Jewish v'hakira, so then there's room to be naked a little bit on the requirement of Kabbalah service with Nebal Din. But on the real Din there I said, who have the problem? That you need Kabbalah service? Of course it's not going to be good, not B'Shas HaPchak and not B'Yevet. On the real level of the Raisa, so there's nothing to discuss. He used to be fond of referring to the Ibn Ezra in Pasuk Lamed Hay in Perek Chafala. Ibn Ezra quotes one of the Karoim who comments the translation of the Pasuk, the Chayig of Shorish Asher Yehu Vameis. Asher Tam Peis Chati Nezik, and Gufan Asher Amur Peis Nezik Shalom and Ali. That's Pasuk Lamed Vop. And also, Gishon Adachu, if you know, if it's been established by Yehudis that it's Asher Amur, then you pay Nezik Shalom and Ali. So what does it mean, Chayig of Shorish Asher Yehu Vameis? So the Ben Buta, one of the Karaim translates, Shereyehu, the shark killed his buddy. The shark killed another shark who was a good friend of his. So the Ibn Ezra says, Ein l'shereyehu, ein l'ben Buta bevat. That the Shmerim don't have any friend. Shereyehu means a shark that belonged to one Jew killed a shark that belonged to another Jew. Shereyehu means a shark that is owned by Reyehu of the Ish. The Ish has Reyehu, but the shark doesn't have any Reyehu. So at least I like that version. English area, Elabem Buta Bogat. Ibn Ezra has a lot of sharp comments like that. He quotes every so quotes pretty often from the Karaim, and he usually disagrees with them. The Gemara learns that the institution of King Yechotzer. From this week's parsha, it says, "Himatzi simatza biyado hagneiva." In order for the Gana to be chayv ketel, he has to make a kinyan geneiva. How does he make a kinyan geneiva? Kinyan yad. Himatzi simatza biyado hagneiva. Or himatzi simatza mikomakom. The Gemara refers to Rabbi Zeini. Yalu yado chatzei aminayim. Tamlo himatzi simatza mikomakom. That's how I know that even a kinyan chotzer also. What if he didn't make neither a kinyan yad nor a kinyan chotzer? What if he makes a kinyan hakbor? So the Mishnah says hakbor is also good. Let's say. The Ganef, the Mishnah Balakam, that find Tesam Ralef says. Okay, if we read it, the Ganef steals the object from the Rishus HaBailim, and he lifted it up and made a Hagbo B'Rishus HaNigna. So Hagbo B'Rishus HaNigna is his Kaina. Hagbo B'Rishus HaMelech is Kaina. Or if he makes a Mishikha, he Moshe Kali Yetzir Meis. If he makes a Mishikha, even though he never did a Hagbo, it's also a Kinyi Gneiva. That's all included. Everything is a form of Yad. Chotzer and Hagbor and Mashiach, everything is an extension of Yad. So in order for a Gana to be Chayv Keifa, we have to have a Kinyan Geneva, either Kinyan Yad or Kinyan Chotzer, Kinyan Hagbor, and Mashiach. From the Rambam, the Tarsus Yontuch, I'm not Mishnah, but I'm test points out, from the Rambam is Mashmah, that's only in order to be Chayv Keifa. Chayim Shnayim Mishalem. If he must be Yodo, Chayim Shnayim Mishalem is only Chayv Keifa, if he made a Kinyan Geneva. But in order to be Chayv Keref, to be Chayv even if he didn't make a king, what is Chayv Keref? Means I'm about, let's say, Hormesh Chavi Yotze Hormes. I break into your house and I want to steal your behemoth. So I'm walking with the behemoth from the place, from the corral, whatever, and I'm walking, and then all of a sudden, I still didn't do the Mashiach, I didn't do a Hagbor. I didn't pick up the behemoth of the Mashiach HaMachne, and I didn't do the Mashiach yet, because Mashiach is not kind of Mashiach HaMachne, Mashiach is only kind of when you take it out. If I'm yaitzeh with it, if I walked out of Yerushus, I exited, and then I did a Mashiach, then I'll be kohen. But if I'm just doing the Mashiach in Yerushus, it's a big branch, and I didn't succeed in finishing the Mashiach yet, then I don't have a kinyan gneiva yet. But I'm still doing a gneiva, so the place is yantiv, it's medayik in the Rambam, that keren I would be chayv. Let's say the animal will get a heart attack. But again, it's the ganav is chayv yonsev. The ganav is chayv keren. So even he wants to say a chiddush, the mashmos of the Rambam is like that to give. In order to be chayv keifa, the Torah requires a kinyan gneiva. Pasuk gimel, Perek Chavos, Pasuk gimel. But in order to be chayv keren, you don't really require a kinyan gneiva. It's a chiddush. A ma'ase gneiva. So that's the question. How do you define a ma'ase gneiva? He's pulling the gneiva. Yeah, that's going to be a problem. How are you going to define it? Let's say the Gemara is on the table and I start turning it like this. Yeah, it's a nice Gemara. I could use this Gemara. Then I start, no, I'm not better not. So I see that. So I was moving it like this. So that, and I intended, I'm going to steal the Gemara. Then I did shiva. So that's really a ma'ase gneiva, even though there's no kinyan gneiva. And anyone who will ever steal the Gemara, I'll be chayv yonsev. Because I did the kinyan gneiva. I made the ma'ase gneiva. That's a good question. According to, if you say like this in the Rambam, so how do you define a ma'ase gneiva without a kinyan gneiva? What constitutes ma'ase gneiva? You touched it. Just thinking, some or not. You have to think, you have to intend to steal, you have to do something. So what do you have to do? I don't know. Unless it means you have to do something which would have been a Mashiach if not for the fact that it's Mashiach HaMachar. It would have been a king, except that Mashiach is not kind of Mashiach HaMachar. That's called a king in it. But just did like this, it's a nothing with nothing. Then it's not even a Maisik in it. I'm not sure. The Imam Baba Kama comments on the Pasuk, he says, Yesh, that one is chayev on this case behemoth, the behemoth is mazik aydei keren, the behemoth is mazik aydei shem leregel, and one is chayev on eish hamazik, but the Torah says shalem shalem hamavir es habeira. It sounds like we described him as an adam hamazik, he's the mavir es habeira, even though kisei tzayish, that's my mazma. If the man goes with a torch and he burns down the other one's house, that's taka mavir es habeira, he's an arsonist. But if he didn't burn down the house on purpose, kisei tzayish meyatzma mashma. He's making marshmallows. He's toasting marshmallows, or he's toasting whatever hot dogs. And then the fire jumps out by itself. He says, "Yesh me'atzma mashma." So why does the Torah describe him as shalim shalim hamari es haber? So the Gemara says, "We learn out from this pasuk that isha mishum chitza, that the ish is considered in adam hamazik, and it's not only al pipashtus hasugya. It's not only a din." In Mizikin, it's a din in Kavatarakuva, the simple reading in the Gemara. The Rambam and the Gemara have a different sheet in it, but the simple, the Briskerov has a piece on that, and the Sefer and the Chuvis, the Itzlagenim they have, the sheet of Sagenim and the Rambam is different over here. But the simple reading of the Gemara, not like the Rambam and the Gemara is, that this din is a universal din. From this passage we derive that by Malach HaShabbos, if the person does Malach HaShabbos, and they carry Hacham Yeraboy, that constitutes a Malach HaShabbos, and they're answer. Let's say I harvest on Shabbos, or I do some kind of a malacha or another, but I didn't do it via Yadayim. I did it with a Karachach Mirabai. I set up a system whereby I set something up, and then I walk away, and I lay down, and I watch, and I push the button, and then the machine keeps on harvesting or planting or doing some kind of a malacha. So whatever system I set up, even though it continues to function on its own, that's Karachach Mirabai, and it relates back to me, and it's considered my malacha derais. That's the Pesha Pshah, the Iman, that the Kamadav Samach says in the Ferish, in Perek HaKenis, that the Din of Isha Mishum Chitza applies also to Malach HaShabbos. The question is, the Gemara there says, because Malachas Machshavos HaSotera, as if they're running out from a different pasuk. What do you have to learn from Malachas Machshavos HaSotera? What does that mean? Negative Talias. Usually the Gemara always throws that at you. Malachas Machshavos HaSotera, the Hakel. The Gemara says, if you do a Malachas the right side of the Shinri, or a Chatishir, or a Demishen Miskavin, a Malachashen Tzvich Lugub, or something like that. So you say, well, Malachas Machshavos HaSotera, and it lacks that requirement. Not on the high level of Malachas Machshavos. You need the Gemara quotes, Malachas Machshavos LaHachmir. That if you do a Malach with a Karach Hachem Yerboi, that's also Malach HaDarayis. So let's say I carried Dalar Amis, because the Rabin is a Malach HaDarayis and not a Dalar Amis. But if I didn't carry Dalar Amis, I picked up a ball and I threw it up in the air, and I know the wind is going to blow it. So I throw it up knowing that the wind will blow, then it may, it blows and it rings, Dalar Amis away. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Yerushalmi. He quotes someone says that the Yerushalmi is saying that that's an example. It's like a model like that. You don't need Yerushalmi. It's probably also like that. If I throw it up and I know the wind is blowing, so the Korach Acham Yerubai relates back to me, it's considered as if I did the Havar of Alam Amis B'Shuzah. The question is that you learned that from this Pasuk? Hamavar is Haberer, the Korach Acham Yerubai is called Ishim Shem Chitza? Or no? This Pasuk maybe is only by Nezikin, like the Rambam in the Gaonim. And that's a separate Pasuk, because Malach is Machshavis has a Torah somehow that even has a connotation of the Chumrah. The Malach HaShabbos is different from Ben Lahak or Ben Lahachmer from Maisei Ha'adam and Kol HaTorah Kulo. Don't remember? I thought the Gemara made a difference. I thought the Gemara said a different difference over there, that if you need the Ruach, if I already made an Eish, and I need the Ruach to move the Eish from this part to that part, then Korach Acham Yerubai is Chai. But if I need the Ruach to make the Eish, then I'm not Chai. And by Shabbos, even if I need the Ruach to do the whole Perula, then I am Chai. The Gemara does make a distinction, I think, but I thought it's a different country. I don't know. The Gemara does make some distinction. Yes. And Ezekiel, you would have been part of, because I didn't even create the Yesh,
right?
There wasn't even an Yesh without the Siyuah of the Ruach. Yeah. The Korach Acham was assisting, that's also a question, why should that be so? That's also a question, why is that so? The Gemara makes such a distinction. We both live so Ruach is Pater, and by Shabbos is Chayim. Yeah. To create, if I need the Korach Acham of the wind to create the Yesh, then I'm not Chayim. But if I already created the Yesh is a Yesh B'yod Olahazik. But I need the Korach Acham of the wind to spread it, to be Mekar of the Yesh to the Devah Nizik, so then the Demir is like Korach Acham Yod Bar isn't Tzorich to me.
Even though the
Korach Acham
started after
the Yom Tov? No, that's not. The only time Korach Acham Yerubai is mitzvah to me is if it's B'shas Ma'aseh. That's from the Sivis. The Sivis has rice from the Gemara like that. The Chaim has that, and has an impact like that. That's very relevant to Allah. The Korach Acham Yerubai relates back to me. It's called Ma'aseh Ha'adam only if the Korach Acham Yerubai is functioning simultaneously with my Pe'ula, or at least it begins to function with my Pe'ula. Then I walk away, I go to sleep, and it continues to function. But if the Korach Acham didn't begin to function until after I finished all of my Pe'ula, I do a Pe'ula, and there is as yet no Korach Acham. I know there's another going to be a Korach Acham coming along later. That's called Grama. That's not called Korach Acham. That's called Grama. The Grama and Shabbos is only awesome in the Rabbanim. The Torah describes Aganat in Chayiv as the Guna of the Beis Ha'ish. So the Gemara is Medayat, the Guna of the Beis Ha'ish, we learn Beis Aganat. But Aganath and Aganath doesn't have to pay kofel for the original Byron, because even though Shalom, it was only Bishusa. Because when Aganath Rishon stole it from the Nigna, so by definition it's not called Bishusa the Nigna. So when the Aganath Shemi steals with Aganath Rishon, he certainly doesn't pay the Aganath Rishon. That's out of the question, he doesn't own it. But he doesn't even take kofel to the Nigna. Because although the Nigna stole it from Byron, it's Shalom, but it's only Bishusa. So this concept is the marker of the institution of Bishusa. How do you know that there's such a concept as Shalom Bishusa and Shalom Ere Bishusa? that in order to be a full bottom has to be shalom b'shus. Who says that that's true? The Gemara says it's machlokes hatanaim and machlokes amarim, not a pasuk. Machlokes abiyachem eshlokish, which time at the pasuk line. But that's how we pass. We accept this din, and the din is based on this pasuk in today's Torah. It's going to be based on Rish. We learn it based on Ganav. That's the whole makor of the whole din of shalom b'shus. That if you have something in shalom b'shus, you're not a full bottom on it. If it's the Beis Hashemah, the Pashtus and the Chumashes that he is, that's what we discussed by commenting on the Rosh in the beginning of Sofen. The Rosh quoted the Shita from the Rabbeinu Yehuda, and then he said it didn't make any sense. There must be some mistake over here, because most of the Rishonim say that when something is stolen, then it can't be Shus of the Nigla. But if Hashemah is holding on to something on behalf of the Mafkid, then it shall not be Shus of the Mafkid. One time Hashemah be Shus is when it's stolen. So the Ganek is not Hashemah on behalf of the Nigla. He's not holding it for the Nigla. But if the Shem holds it on behalf of the Mafkid, then it's called Shalom B'shus. So the Torah says, we're going to be raised to Ish. If it's true, then you must be Adana Yisharim Shnayim. If they catch the Ganav who stole the Beis HaShemah, then the Ganav does pay kefir for the Mafkid. Why? Because he stole the object in the Beis HaShemah that was Shalom B'shus of the Mafkid. But if he steals the Beis HaGanav, the Ganav Shemah steals the Beis HaGanav HaRishon, then the Ganav Rishon is not holding it B'shmir for the Nignav, then it's called Ganav B'shus. There's another concept that's going down from today's study, not only the concept of the Shusay, but another concept that's very related, the concept of Muchzok. You have a call, Hamotzi Mechaber, Rabbi Harad, whoever is Muchzok on the moment has certain rights and privileges. You can only be Motzi Mamon, be Yara Muchzok, and Tachas Yara Muchzok if you have a Raya Brewer. You have to have a very strong Raya. That's the thing, we just said. And Hochma Mamon Achar Arai, even though Rabbi is good and he's a Behefer, the Gemara says in Amechas HaFeres, I think, in Beis Yisrael, the Rebbe is good to ascertain the Mitzvahs and Yisrael Hefer, but the Rebbe for the Haitzi Mammon Liyad HaMuchzik is no good. Whenever the Rebbe is in Mammon, it's not the Haitzi. A Rebbe in HaShavas HaDeini is good, even at one, but a Rebbe, the Haitzi Mammon Liyad HaMuchzik is not good. So we have to learn that from the Pasuk at the end of today's Sedra. Amesh HaBeri goes up to HaSinai for the purpose of Kabbalah HaFeres, and he says that he tells the people, he's leaving power and Bechor with them, Nibal Dram Yigash Alein. So the Gemara in Bava Kamen, Tepes Tav Pasuk, and Ramdach Men Vlad, the Gemara says, Nibal Dram Yigash Alein, Yagish Rai Alein. The Gemara interprets the phrase Yigash, as meaning he should bring a Rai, the Hamotzi Mahavei Rai, all of a Rai. And that Pasuk is the mock of the whole institution of Muzzah. It says right in one place that these two concepts are related. Not 100% identical, but they're related. Muchzak means the one who has the Bishusai. The other part is the Gurum Beis Rish, one Beis Haganav, introduces the concept of Shaloi or Bishusai. Bishusai is separate from Shaloi, but it says that the concept of Muchzak, he doesn't even make a tzimis of that. He doesn't make a tzimis of Kalahayad. He assumes like that when he gives Shtigal Peres in his definition, when he's working with the concepts, and he says, who's called the Muchzak? The one who has the Bishusai. You're not to mean it. Sometimes someone has a tobacco issue, so then he says it would not be called a muzzle. The actual concept of muzzle, Hametz Mechaber. First, the Gemara rejects. The Gemara quotes this passage. How do you know Hametz Mechaber Alva? Right? So the Gemara says from this passage, Av Bechuri, Mach Mibad Ra Yigash Alein. So the Gemara says what it means is Yag Yishrai Alein. He should bring a right because Hametz Mechaber Ra all of a right. Then the Gemara says, no, what, you need a Pasuk for that? That's in Pasuk Yudalit. In Perek Chav Dalit, Pasuk Yudalit, all the way at the end. Right before Machter. Then the Gemara says, no, maybe the Pasuk means a different thing. But the Pnei Yeshua and Gittin points out that Rufi Maskana Fasidya, this is the marker. You need a marker for the din of Hametz Mechaber Azarai. Because there are a lot of big chidushim in this din, and it wouldn't be no mitzvah svara. You have to have Dr. Psukim to indicate all these dinim. In the same way, Achilach, he has a comment on the pasuk Mechashefa lo sechayev, a very striking lesson. Why does it write Mechashefa lo sechayev? It should say Mechashefa mos tomus. Something like that. The scalp of Moshe Bavar and Ramesha. Why does it say Moshe Chayyeh? So he says, the Torah stresses over here that even if Bezim wants to be Moichel, other Chayyeh Mises Bezim from the Rhenish Misa, they have a right to, but by Mechashefa, no, Moshe Chayyeh. Bezim has no right to be Moichel then. They're not allowed to pardon them. So that's without blaming it. Where do you ever find any such concept in Allah that the government or the person can pardon someone who's completely innocent? It's a basic. You might have by the Mtara Mora, if they did his Avera, if Rasa Ogad Yim Alim Chalal, Mokhon Law. Because the whole Chiyah of the Mtara Mora, the Rama puts it in Hilva's Mamre. It's all because he was Mamre against his parents at their Marcha Bekidim Mark. Or one opinion in the Gemara is that it's up in Mamre. She wrote the Bezn Limcho, Mokhon Law, because it's also in Hilva's Mamre. It's out of Kovet Abezn, so the Marcha would be Limcho. And that we don't accept that opinion. We hold that it's the cover of the cover of the cover of Bezna in general. It's not the cover of this Bezna. But to say that the Bezna has a right to pardon anyone who did any other, with the one exception of Hashem of Eisachai, has no matter at all. The Bala Yakos is here a kashuf, a strange kashuf. By Mekala Lava Vimu, most humans, a Mach Lava Vimu, most humans. Why should it be most humans? What if they want to be Michael then? So the answer, no. If there is in the Hasra, you can't be Mark. But if Zadr's thought, maybe yeah. Maybe yeah. Maybe the Kash is right. The Chumash is... So the Sarah Mara, she loves Zadr, you must follow my own. Mokhun Lom. The parents can't be Mark of the Sarah Mara. I... But if there's a Kash of the Sarah Mara, it means if they weren't Mark. Very unusual. The parents wouldn't be Mark. They're angry at the child. They don't want to kill him. So maybe not the other even call that email, so maybe half my skin, but they were not Michael. Maybe if they want to be Michael, they can be Michael. After all, the Lama put it wrong and has his mother, not the other even and call that email. A possibility that Mechila should work by not the other even and call that email.
Yeah,
if you say that
he's
going to be Michael, right?
You said
five
beforehand,
and then some. It can be Michael, yeah. Now, if he's Michael in advance, yes, then for sure it should be Michael.
Yeah.
But that Gemara, the way the Rambam and the Rit hold, the way it's called in Shulchan Aruch, it's only also in the Rabbanim. Zeh Hashem that he'll cut more than is absolutely necessary. Whatever is necessary, the parents certainly get permission. He may cut a little extra, so that's why the medic said to the Rabbanon that he shouldn't treat his parents. What if the parents gave him permission? They were not aware of that. He said, treat me whatever you want to do, even if you do a little extra. That's what Minchas Chinuch says like that. If the Merchel is there, then there's no issues. So when does the Gemara... Then everything is mutas. The Gemara goes, but they didn't consult the parents. The parents are going to come. But if the parents are consulted and they request it to show, then the Minchas Chinuch says that all of the whole city doesn't apply. The whole city is ahead and that pay hey doesn't apply whenever the parents gave permission in advance. And they explicitly make it. Maki Avivim and Mikal Avivim. Lachayir is a mitzvah din Adam Achavayim. Yeah, Lachayir is a din, that's what the Ram puts to the Hilchos Malim, instead of Kibur Avivim. The Chabur is regular Chabur, yeah. But the Chabur...
Can you
not call it
another
one? Probably not. So, separate, the Rambam counts it as a separate love. There are four love in this Tak Sherish Tess. The Rambam writes in Sherish Tess that you cannot count one love more than once. It says, Yasochla Ladam, and Ignon includes 62, you only count it as one love in the Torah. But he says there are four lavim which the Rambam himself counts twice. One of them is this. Maka Odom V'Yimu is learned back in the same pasuk, Le'yesi Pen Yesi, there's Maka Odom Yisrael. And the Rambam counts it as two lavim. And Mekala Odom V'Yimu is learned back in the same pasuk as Mekala Odom Yisrael, Lo'sa Tal Chesh, and the Rambam counts it twice. And then another two pasukim also, Elokim Lo'sa Kala. Elokim Lo'sa Kala is counted by the Rambam twice, once from the Gadifus Hashem, once for Mikal of Dayan, who has Smicha, it's called Avra Elokim, the other Rosh name. The Rambam counts it twice. And then the fourth Pasuk also, Shem Ramachem Lesh is Kirim Arisham Afich, also for they said, the Rambam counts it twice. Once not to mention the Shem Avra Dezara, and then not to be Nidab Shem Avra Dezara, and then also not to be Nasis Adam Yisrael, not to be a Nasis. This is the Mokka. So the Rambam counts it twice. So the Ramban asks in the Sefer Mitzvah, the Rambam asserts himself. Himself made such a big tzimis that you cannot count the same lot twice. Okay, in fact, the Har Kibbutz that himself does that four times. So he mentioned Megillas Esther quotes the answer of the Zohar HaRakiya. Zohar HaRakiya is a commentary on Minyan HaMitzvahs. Rajbeis and the Zohar HaRakiya answers that by these four cases it's different, because one part of the law is an Isachama, one part of the law is an Isachal. And one is Nisan and one is Malkus. So what kind of a law is it? Is it Kalus or is it Chamur? So the Rambam felt that in these four laws, and the Chachama had a Kabbalah, they must have had a tradition that they count as two distinct laws. And many other laws, you only count them once, you don't count the law twice. Four exceptions to the rule. Has a comment on the pasuk towards the end of the Sefer, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm going to give you the Torah of the Hamitzus Asher Kasavti, the whole Osam. So the whole Osam is written Chas Avav, should be written Hey Vav Reish Vav, top men. So you're missing the second Avav. The whole Osam, missing the second Vav. So one of the Balai, some of the Balai places, one says it when you have this quote from the original one, Rabbi Yankit Medina, the later Balai places quote from him, that it's Hayroa Haseiro. That again is Lidovra, that there's going to be a generation where there's going to be so much machlekes that the Hayroa is going to be Haseiro. So the Gemara in the beginning of Brachos, I think, on that Perry comments on this pasuk. Hayroa is Tereshid Oshab, Amitzah is Tereshid Oshab, Kasafti is Mishnah or something, the whole Oshab is Gemara. So they want to put a commentary on the bottom of the Paneach Rosa, I think, on one of these Baal Yateris is right. That's what it means, that the Gemara says, for the Bahrain, that's for the Roa Kaseira. The same thing is what the Balatash is not inventing his own blush. The Hayrosim Chasa Bas is going to come a time, it's going to be Hayro Kaseira. The Gemara said, the Hayrosim Zu Gemara, that's what they meant. So the Gemara is full of Machloikis, and it's very hard to figure out what the Psak is, what the Maskan is. So that's called Hayro Kaseira. The Balatash was interpreting the Gemara. We have about the gayrus of the Klal Yisrael, that in order for a person to become a gayer, in order for the Klal Yisrael to become gayer, like the time of Magen HaSina, they have to have Mila and Tila and Korban. And the Korban is described in the end of today's set. The Mila was the Mitzrayim. Where is the Tila mentioned? So the Gemara increases that. The text says that the Tila is self-understood. You can read in between the lines, because it says that Moshe Rabbeinu was wrote down on the people. Bachatzi Adam Zarak. That is the thing. Bayitach Moshe Adam, Bayizrak Al Ha'om, in Pasuk Ches, towards the end of the Tarsh, in Pasuk Ches. Bayitach Moshe Adam, Bayizrak Al Ha'om. So there are two interpretations here in Tanoim. That's what the Svasamis points out. So it means that it is very kind of his death, Lechaper Al Ha'om. Rashi points out to me, or no, the Tanoim increases that first learn literally. By Yisrael, Moshe has Rikach, Moshe has Adam. By Yisrael, Tavon, he reserved the Dam literally on their bodies. That's how the Tanoim increases that first understanding. And then in Moshe, the community, we have a Kabbalah, we have a tradition, the Lekka Hazor, the late Tila. Whenever somebody is going to do Hazor, the Rukha Adam, that Adam has to have a Tila and a James to be Moshe, the Kabbalah, the Hazor. It's the same by Hazor, Shlishi, Shvi, by Yeter Torah. It's the same over here. Here it happens to be Hazaras Adam, and there it's Hazaras Eitaporo, Mechatos, it's the same thing. To me, you have a Kabbalah, the Lekha Hazar, the Lekha. So that's how we know that there was Tvila on the occasion of Kabbalah Sator. So they had Mila and Tvila in Korban, and they had Kabbalah Samitsis. They said, Kol HaShadib HaShem, Naaseh, then they said, Naaseh V'nishma. And this did apply to Beres as well. Ger HaMizgaya did not answer also. Geris is incomplete, he has to keep track. Ger HaMizgaya did not answer, he has to remember. Look, you should have done it in English. You have to bring a carbon. That's how we do my research. But say a woman has a baby, does not nazir. A woman has a miscarriage, does not nazir. Single marriage doesn't matter. So the thing is that she has to remember how many babies and miscarriages she had in order to know how many karbanos she has to bring when the Beis HaMikdash will be built. She'll have to bring one of those karbanos. Yes. His boys are Romanian Jewish refugees collecting money to his family in Romania. His parents are currently in Romania and are suffering refugees from the harsh economic situation in the country. His mother is sick and needs money for medication and help. You're able to provide, will be greatly appreciated. Okay. It's from the Sipink King Islam. Okay, anybody have money? According to the way the Tanaim and the Gemara increases, that first understood the pasuk by Yisrael al ha'am that Moshe Rabbeinu reserved the dam on the bodies of the people. Then you say, "Gemi, the letter has all the light through us." Of course, they had to be targeted on the mitzvah. But the man is there. No one does any zrikas hadam of the korban on the group at the gear. Even if he brings a korban with the family, he should not zerk the dam of the korban on him. That was only her yashua. The gear. Various divinity, you write the Dhamma of the Korban Hagera on the Mizbeah. But how do you know that you bury it? You should need Tfilas Hagera. Maybe the Tfilas should not be required. Only the Hayashah, when they needed the Zvikas Adam and the Guf Adam, that's when you needed the Tfilas. Need the Letan Zabal of Tfilas. But the Darius, that his man is there, there's no Hakrob of Korban at all. Or Philip is man of Mizbeah, that there was a Korban, but the Zvikas Adam of the Korban is on the Mizbeah. So how do you know the Darius that you need Tfilas and the Mizbeah? That's the Kasha, this Vasemis and the Gemara. Increases that that's like by cash. It doesn't have anything. Okay. Benching. So what do we have in mind when we said to Jewish Lachan? To praise our Kaddish Baruch over the food, over the Eretz Yisrael, over the base of English means. That's what benching is all about. Along the same lines as the that some say for said by Kiri, that's what he said by Tzumish Lerachon. The other major discrepancy between the Luchas Rishonis and the Luchas Shnias is regarding Vesachmer. The Luchas Rishonis says Vesachmer, then the Luchas Shnias it adds on Vesachmer. Shall we have these two compare? So the Rambam in Perek Aleph and Hilchos Gzeila V'Aveda. The Luchos Shnias starts off with Sat Meneshes Riecha Ben Eskuches Veloz Hesavu Beis Riecha. It concludes with Veloz Hesavu. So the Rambam quotes from the Sifrei or the Mechufa, I forgot which one, probably Sifrei and Veloz Chana. What's the difference between Vesachmer and Veloz Hesavu? So he says Veloz Hesavu is violated when you have the desire in your heart. Vesachmer, that's right away you are violated. That's an Eastern Midas. You shouldn't have such a Midas will to be Misavu and let them off to someone else. Vesachmer is only violated if it's like the passage of Lasachman Kesel Zabalem Lakachpeloch by Abu Zaris and Kumishma Dvarim it says. So it's only considered as sachar if you have a desire that maybe in a day l'kicha, if you ultimately succeed in getting it. So if I fall in love with someone else's wife, and I cause him to get divorced from his wife, and then I get her to marry me, so then I'm in violation of my sachar. But it's just I fall in love with someone else's wife, and I never succeed in getting her, taking her away, then I'm only in violation of my sachar. Let's say the guy has a painting, he has a beautiful home, he has an automobile, he has a job, and I'm very desirous, I'm very jealous, I'm very desirous, but I can't do anything about it. I try, and I just don't succeed in getting his home, and his job, and his wife, and his automobile, and his pension. I just don't succeed. So then the maximum you can say is that I violated my sachar, but I didn't violate my sachar. I'm not violating my sachar. You have to be chemed on the bir day mitzvah. And then Rav Chaim Moshe explains in his tshuva, so now he has there's a machlokes for Rambam. The Rambam and the Rabbi both subscribe to that sifre. The difference between the sachar and the sav. Not everybody agrees to that. Rabbi Rishon says it's the same thing. The sachar and the sav are the same thing. The Rambam, that's the sifre that is different. So the Rambam and the Rabbi now have a machlokes. Now that we know that that's pshat and the sachar is only violated if it ultimately leads to getting it, so when does the person violate when does he actually violate the other? When he takes it? Or do you say no? The sachmai is an isa either, it's an isa of desires. You're not allowed to have such a desire. It's just the sheer and how strong the desire was. If the desire was so strong that ultimately led to me getting it, I succeeded in getting it from the person, then not that the other is violating or I succeed in getting it. It would be a blame, most of not playa, that I was in violation of the isa at the time that I had the desire. That's the machlokes. If you look, I'm always exposed. You look in the Rambam and the right of the end of the and the Zerela, that's what they argue about. The Rambam holds that it's a lot shame by myself. The Rambam holds that the faith, the Mekich is just the Shia and the Chemda. The Chemda means the Shia Chomer of the Taiva. The Zitzadra is a lighter Taiva and the Sachem is a stronger Taiva. But the Yisra is really a Yisra Chemda and Taiva. It's a lot shame by myself. And the rabbi has said, look, I'm nice to God in the Zerah. That takes away the other one's painting. It takes away the other one's automobile. And look, I'm nice to God in the Zerah. So the rabbi has said, the Yisra was violated by the taking. It's not that the taking was a Shia and a Chemda, and the Yisra was violated before. Now you're less psychic in today's Sveg, we've left that a lot. One of the most psychic in today's Sveg says, Chaim Akhmu Shalaf Toshmi, Yifadar Alecha, Adar Achticha. In one of these Balei Atheisms, he points out that the word Ogoy is the gematria of 10. Aleph is 1, and Aleph is 1, and base is 2, that's 4, and Vav is 6. The gematria of 10. That's a significant gematria of 10. That Adobe Shibigdusha leads the minion. Who's talking about Adobe Shibigdusha? Chaim Akhmu Shalaf Toshmi? In the same time, Shibush and Zohu, that's that sentence. In the footnote on the bottom of the page, the publisher who printed this paper 100 years ago or whatever, he writes that he found such an Einzahl in other Balei cases as well. That when a Sefer writes a Sefer Torah, when he comes to the Shem Hashem, he has to go to Mikveh, not say that in Shulman Avni over there. He should go to Mikveh before he writes in Shem Hashem, he should have written the Tahara, and he should have a minion present at the time that he writes the Shem, because writing a Shem Hashem is a blemish of the Kedusha, and you need a minion present. And where did they get that from? Because it says, some other Balei Atheisms, another collection, I think, the Moshe's Ken, one of the other collections, comments on the pasuk in the end of Chumash Shmos, when it is describing the tzitz that has Kodesh Lashem on it. How does it sound? V'yichtivu alav, mikhtav pituchei chayisim kodesh l'Hashem. So why does it say v'yichtivu? How many people are writing? What are you telling those kibbutim? You write the chiyuv, and who's going to write the dalim, and who's going to write the shin? One person does all the work. So he says v'yichtivu, only one person does the work, but you need 10 people present when you write the shin, yitkei zatkei. Because writing a shin l'Hashem constitutes the devil's kedusha.